After retiring from teaching painting and drawing at UNO, Professor Emerita Barbara Simco remains deeply passionate about the arts. When the UNO Art Gallery put out a call for alumni submissions, an event not held on a regular schedule, Simco noticed the response was unexpectedly low.
The idea of an alum show comes up every 5 or 6 years, maybe. So it's not, the gallery isn't on a really strict schedule.
She turned to social media, reaching out to former students and invited them to participate. By directly messaging them, she quickly caught their attention.
So I just went through all my friend list. Of course, I recognized former students. And so I kept sending the messages. And a lot of them messaged me back and said thanks and so on. But, you know, I mean, that was the end of that. And once the new semester started, it turned out there are many more submissions.
Thanks to her efforts, the exhibition became a vibrant celebration of UNO's alumni artwork, highlighting the creative legacy of the School of Arts and Simco's lasting impact on the community. She is excited to connect with some of her former students. And she mentions that this show is very diverse with no specific theme. Any type of work is welcome as long as alumni created it.
It's an open theme show. There wasn't, you know, a lot of juried exhibitions will, you know, there'll be a theme around which the work is supposed to be. And this is not the case with this show. So the works are all, in a sense, unrelated thematically or conceptually, and that's not problematic. It's just a really good group show. There are a few sculptural pieces, not many. There are some relief pieces. There are a lot of paintings. There's figurative work. There's abstraction. A little bit of digital work. I'm not recalling seeing much digital work. Let me put it this way, a lot of 2D work.
The Jur Arts Alumni Exhibition, the largest of its kind, features alumni for the past 5 decades. The exhibition highlights exceptional talent and celebrates the strong sense of community that continues to define the School of Arts.
When I looked at the show the other day, well, I've been a couple times to see the show when they were installing, and then the other day I went in to see it fully installed, and I was very impressed with the quality of the work. It's very difficult to be a practicing visual artist. So many of these people have jobs, and to see so many former students who have sustained a practice of making art was very gratifying.
The exhibition runs through February 21st with a reception this Friday at 5 p.m. More information is available at unomaha.edu. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.